Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures traded all over the board today. We had some down, some up, and then we finished pretty quiet, though. Corn down steady to one penny lower. Soybeans up 1 and 2 in the old crop, July and August. But November, down a touch here, down 4 and a quarter. Wheat futures bounced for about the second positive close in the last 20 days. So there's some guys saying, you know, calling the bottom because the market did rally. July of 2014 is at 713. That's up 5 and a quarter. One interesting thing to note is that the July Chicago wheat got close to the gap and in the gap, but did not fill the gap. The low on the July Chicago was 610 3/4, or the gap was at 610.5. So it'll be interesting to see if the market gets back to those levels and goes ahead and fills that. Of course, we've sold off about $1.50, $1.60 or so, and all the wheat futures going into this low harvest here. It doesn't look like we're going to produce a lot of wheat, at least here in the far southern half of the corn belt, or wheat belt rather. Kansas still could get some. There is some rain forecasted at the end of this week throughout the Midwest, and it looks like that crop has almost had perfect growing conditions up to this point. So we expect a pretty big corn and bean crop. Of course, we've got a lot of time to let that play out.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol production report showed an increase in production for the week, also an increase in stocks, and also an increase in profit margin. So all around, looks like corn demand for ethanol is going to remain pretty positive. We don't have a lot of other government reports at this time. There have been some private economists making some forecasts out there, and one of them saying that with normal to above normal weather, or better than normal weather conditions, we could have a 15 billion bushel corn crop. And if that happens, then we could see prices as low as $3. One was even saying below $3 for corn. So not my projections, but there is some of that going around. We're also seeing a lot of money flow that started in 2013 and has gone into 14. As the first 5 months have passed, commodities have had $4 billion pull out of commodity investments. In 2013, we saw a drop of $33 billion. The importance is that's the first big, that's the only down movement in the course of a year in the last 12 years. So money might be flowing out of commodities here, and that might have an overall impact on, you know, your corn, wheat, and inflation in general. But that's one thing to note that's kind of a longer-term trend. And then the next big reports are June 11th with crop production and USDA supply and demand.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, June live cattle down 35 at 138. August up a dime at 140.17. August feeder cattle up 47 at 198.77. September up 72 at 199.50. June lean hogs down 105 at 112.55. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 5 3/4 at 713.5. September up 4 3/4 at 7.20 and a half. July Chicago wheat up 2 at 6.14 and a half. September up 2 at 6.25. July Chicago corn down 2 at 4.56 and a quarter. September down 1 and 3 quarters at 4.52 and a quarter. July soybeans up 1 and a quarter at 14.82 and a half. And August up 2 and a quarter at 14.66 and 3 quarters. And in the cotton, July down 1.28 at 86.08. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.